We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're live at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase at the Convention Center, sponsored by AAA Travel. Antonio Brown in court today. Had a hearing on these felony battery charges. Bail was set at $110,000, was released, but it came with some strict instructions from the judge down there in Hollywood, Florida. Joining us right now is attorney Jack Goodrich. Article in Sports Illustrated where Jack was quoted on Antonio Brown. He has some clients who are suing Antonio Brown, and so he's here to give us a whole bunch of insight into Antonio Brown. And Jack, I'm going to ask you about this to start here. AB's attorney now, his new lawyer, talking down in Florida today, telling reporters, quote, my client has no mental health issues. He's misunderstood. His life is like a reality show. He's been misinterpreted by everyone. What are your reaction to those comments?
Well, there's one thing constant about everything, and it's Antonio Brown. You're watching a man spiral out of control, in my humble opinion. And really what this is telling me is what a great job Mike Tomlin must have been doing with him over these years to keep him under control and check. This guy is bringing everything on himself. He's a narcissist. He's an elitist. He believes he's above the law. I was listening to you guys earlier today, and you're talking about he's going to spend $100,000 when it only would have cost him $4,000. Now he's got felony charges against him. I think truly the best part that's going to come out of this is that he's going to get a mental health evaluation because this man needs it. He truly needs it.
Jack, that's where my next question or my question was going to go is, so his new attorney down there says he does not have any mental health issues. How thorough is a mental health evaluation like this? And what I really mean, in your experience when you've had to deal with, you know, clients maybe or anything like this, how much can they drill down here if the client might be obstinate or narcissistic about the whole process and be insistent that they don't have anything wrong?
Well, first off, the tests that they give are standard psychological tests that have been approved by psychologists and psychiatrists. They use these types of tests for a variety of matters. They can use it in concussion cases. They can use it in mental health cases. They can use them in family, domestic, child custody issues. There's a lot of different variations of the test. But the things that they want to find out in this test as far as his mental health is he a risk to society? Is he a risk to himself? Does he have comprehension of right or wrong? And these are all matters that are going to be dealt with on whether or not his bail continues, or if he's refusing to cooperate. What happens is they go back to the judge and say, one of the conditions of bail was you were to do this, you didn't do that. And what very well could happen, the judge says, I'm revoking your bail, you're going to jail.
Jack Goodrich, Pittsburgh attorney, joining us. How serious is a felony battery charge? The fact that it's a felony, Jack, in your legal experience, what does that tell you?
Well, you have summaries, misdemeanors, and summaries, misdemeanors, and felonies. Felonies are the worst crimes. The reason he's charged with a burglary, people think a burglary could be simply that somebody breaks into a house and steals stuff. A burglary is two crimes into one. He unlawfully entered a vehicle and assaulted somebody. That's two crimes within the one. He violated somebody's space and went into a place he's not permitted to go into. That's, in essence, where the burglary comes from. And in Pennsylvania, you have felony ones, felony twos, felony three. They're punishable up to, could be 10 to 20, 20 to 40 years in jail. He's not going to get anything like that, because of his outstanding record. And you can look at the gravity of this issue. Quite honestly, I see a money payoff coming down the line for the worker who got assaulted. because they wanted that person who's the victim to drop the charges. That's where they're going at. And let's be honest. Everybody says they're not guilty. The jails are full of people that say they're not guilty but have been convicted.
Jack, when somebody is charged with a felony, is it commonplace for that to be a felony charge to be brought because there's the hope that the person will plead down to a lesser charge as opposed to starting at misdemeanor and that person might fight it or anything else? Is that, I guess what I'm describing here would be overcharging. Not that I'm saying that's what's happening in this situation, but is that something that does go on?
Overcharging happens. Sometimes you have overzealous police. Sometimes you have police that cut your brakes and don't charge you with the more serious crime. They cut your brakes. It goes both ways. I saw the police officer last week that was being screamed at, yelled at by everybody else, Antonio Brown. I can't believe that officer did not arrest Antonio Brown. He cut him a break. He cut him a big break. And then a week later, this happens again. The police are looking at this. They charge the guy. They want him to get help. And then, but what they charged him with, the actions fit the crime. Okay? I mean, you still got to go through a preliminary hearing where a judge has to find a prima facie case, which means at least the elements of the crime are there, where they get dismissed. And then from there you go on to your trial. So, this is just a standard procedure. I don't see anything out of line on it. I mean, the guy attacked the guy, him and his bodyguard. They went into a safe space. They physically assaulted him. They threw rocks at the vehicle. That doesn't sound like somebody to me that's being misinterpreted or being set up.
Jack Goodrich, Pittsburgh personal attorney, joining us. And, Jack, you have personal dealings with Antonio Brown. You have clients that have been been asked to do things for Antonio Brown, and then they weren't compensated for those services or those actions. Is that a common trend here? It seems like it is to me. You called him above the law. You think that he's basically a narcissist. Your personal dealings with Antonio Brown have been what?
I have not met Mr. Brown or talked to him. All my discussions have been through his lawyer in Pittsburgh. We have a trial date on the three cases of September 11th. They're all in small claims court. I mean, they add up to a total of about $30,000. But you seem to see a trend here. If you read the Sports Illustrated article, which was very well written, I thought, there's 20-some different matters on which the same character flaw. He doesn't pay. He doesn't want to pay. What happened yesterday? This guy brings all his belongings from California and then doesn't want to pay the $4,000. Then they agree to pay it, and the damages, then he won't pay the damages. Then they go in and basically physically take the items out of the vehicle. In that case, he didn't want to pay. In my three cases, he didn't want to pay. In Florida, he didn't want to pay. The issues with the alleged sexual assault cases is very, very much more concerning and is very much egregious, obviously, if you sexually or physically assault anybody, let alone do that to a woman. So,
Jack, before we let you run, I want to ask you about one more of the judge's instructions. He's going to be subjected to drug and alcohol testing. What does that mean? I mean, if he gets tested and he tests positive for marijuana, does that mean he goes to jail?
Well, there's two things. They put him on house arrest is what my understanding is also, so he can't leave his house. Was one of the conditions, and the other thing is drug and alcohol testing. So if he comes up with a dirty urine, they can revoke his bond and put him back in jail. That happens very often in Allegheny County. They have random drug testing. Somebody takes a dirty urine, they're in jail. And they sit there until the judge decides to hear their case. And remember, they could sit in jail until their case comes up for a preliminary hearing or thereafter because the judge sets the bond. And it's not a given that you get out of jail on a small bond or your own recognizance. In this case, Antonio Brown was out on, I think it was $110,000 bond.
Yep.
And the other thing is they could revoke the bond also, which means he loses the money.
Interesting. Jack Goodrich, personal dealings through AB's attorneys in small claims courts. He's a Pittsburgh personal attorney, and he's got experience with AB not wanting to pay people, which is what got him in this terrible spot in the first place. Jack, thank you so much for shedding some light into this. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoy listening to you guys on the radio. Keep doing a great job.
There you have it.
Thanks, Jack
Goodrich. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations North Huntington and the North Hills.
You know, you could, you might want to inquire with Jack about my plagiaristic tendencies from CNN yesterday, see if you can get some damages
here.
A
tape thief. Yeah, what if you go on to bigger and better things from that?
And people are just like, we thought the Greek tragedy line was so poetic, we're going to hire him for like $1 million a year sports gig. I would feel guilt about it then. I'd probably kick back a little bit toward you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.